when thank you for your service doesn't quite cut it. Reporter David Finkel, who was embedded with an infantry battalion during the surge in Iraq, has just published a book called Thank You for Your Service, which, in telling the stories of the men he came to know, demonstrates how empty that phrase can sound to a soldier.
They just didn't. They couldn't have known what was going to happen. And of course, their families couldn't have known either. And then they come home, and everybody is just, it's frantic at first. What have they become in trying to deal with it? And everyone, the beautiful part of the book is how everybody from the top down is trying hard to heal and get better.
In telling the stories of the men he was embedded with after they'd been home for 2 years, David Finkel found that in many cases, the search for peace in their own lives is as elusive as trying to establish peace in Iraq was. They find themselves in what he calls the after war.
There's a line in the book that is, if the truth of war is you're in it for the guy next to you, the truth of the after war is you're pretty much on your own.
The phrase, thank you for your service, he says, is frequently mocked by soldiers and veterans because it glosses over what it feels like to leave a world of constant violence where your closest friends could be taken from you in an instant, and then return to a world where you're surrounded by friends and loved ones who can never understand, because you can't understand unless you've been through it, but who expect you to be the same person that you were.
And now you're home, and now those drum beats are over, that weird music isn't going on anymore, and now it's time to sort it out. That's what's going on now.